Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for today's sermon is from Ephesians 3, our second reading, and I'll just repeat verse 12. In him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, to the world, not just to a select few, but to all people of all times and in all places. We pray that you bless us now as we meditate on what that means for us, in Jesus' name. Amen. What gives you confidence as you begin 2022? What hopes do you have for this year? What fears do you hold? What seems sure and certain? What seems more unsure or uncertain? Today in the book of Ephesians, Paul speaks to us about the grounds for his confidence, what he calls the mystery of Christ. Paul is in the middle of defending his apostolic ministry, as he often had to do, and along the way he gives us a very rich insight into the power of God's grace at work in his life. This was the basis for his confidence, and I trust it can be the basis for our confidence as well, both before God and before the world. This morning I want to touch on four possible places that we can go to draw confidence, or four types of confidence that are alluded to in our different readings, and kind of assess them as either a helpful or an unhelpful basis for human confidence. So confidence in the self, confidence in the surrounds, confidence in the scriptures, and confidence in the Saviour. Firstly, confidence in the self. At this time of year, it's very common for people to make New Year's resolutions. And in a few weeks' time, it will be very common for people to break them as well. Why do we do this? Why do we make resolutions? I'm a bit impartial to a New Year's resolution myself. But why do we do it? And why do we find it so hard to follow through with it? Surveys in both the US and here suggest that the most common resolutions people make have to do with exercising more, eating less or eating healthier, losing weight, and managing their money better. Those are all good things. All things that do tend to improve our lives, certainly improve our self-confidence. They are ways we look after the bodies and the minds and the possessions and the money that God has entrusted to us. But are they the best basis for our confidence? And what happens when we don't follow through with these things, or for some reason can't follow through with these things? What happens when our only confidence is self-confidence? You remember Paul says to the Philippians, if someone else thinks they have reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. And he goes on to talk about his Jewish heritage and his law keeping and his zeal and his righteousness and all these things that he says, if people think they have reason for confidence in the flesh, self-confidence, I have even more. This was not a guy who probably would have seen the need to make too many New Year's resolutions. He was confident in himself until he encountered Christ. Then he says he counts it all as loss. He literally loses all his self-confidence on the Damascus Road. And today, he says in today's reading, I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace, although I am less than the least of all the Lord's people. Less than the least. The leastest. Right? There's not even a word for it in Greek, I don't think. You get to the bottom and you keep going down. That's what he's saying. Not only do I not feel worthy of the grace of God, but I feel decidedly unworthy of the grace of God. The less of the least. Less than the least. The problem with our great modern emphasis on self, self-improvement, self-confidence, self-esteem, is not the activities that we think bring them about, like exercising and eating well and managing our money well and keeping the law and zeal in our faith and all those different things. The problem is when they become the only basis or the only grounds for the confidence we have. The problem is that the rug of self-confidence can be pulled out from under our feet at any moment, and often is. We need something more. So another way we might look to build up our confidence is through the people and places and things around us, our surrounds. We might have a particular friend or a family member, and when we're feeling low or when we're lacking in confidence, they're really good at talking us up and encouraging us. And that's a good thing. During the pandemic, our confidence in our leaders and our health officials has been very much tried and tested. Our confidence in vaccines and restrictions has been tried and tested, and still is being. Our confidence to engage simply in everyday activities has been challenged very much. And we've noticed that some things around us are a pretty good grounds for confidence, and some aren't, and some are somewhere in the middle. Now, the example of that in today's reading, I think, is the star. If you think about the role the star plays for the Magi, you know, it gives them confidence to begin their search. It prompts them, it gets them going. And so it's important in that sense. I mean, these guys were astrologers or astronomers or something probably in the middle of those two. So they have a fascination with the stars. They have an interest in the stars. It's their business. And so the presence of this new star, this different star, gets them going. It gets them moving. But it only gets them so far. And if you follow the account, there's a very important place for their common sense. There's a very important place for their interaction with Herod. There's a very important place for their interaction with Scripture along the way. And it's that whole series of things that leads them eventually to their goal. God blesses us very richly by the people and places and things around us. And he calls us to obey our leaders, and he calls us to embrace our vocations, and he calls us to use our common sense, all things the Magi did along the way. But he also warns us about putting too much confidence in these things. We read in the Psalms, "Put not your trust in princes and mortals who cannot save, for when their spirit departs, they return to the ground, and on that very day, their plans perish." So confidence in our surrounds is important so far. What seals the deal for the Magi is that eventually their thoughts and intuitions about the star are actually confirmed by the Scriptures, which is a very interesting part of their journey. The chief priests and scribes tell Herod about Bethlehem. "You, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." In a similar way today, Paul talks about the mystery made known to him by revelation. He says, "revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets." That is to say that there is much Paul didn't know, as confident as he was before his encounter with Christ. There is much Paul didn't know and didn't understand about God's plan and purpose of salvation. And the prophets and the apostles, as important a role as they played, there is much they didn't know about God's plan and purpose of salvation. And the Magi, as intelligent as they were, or inquisitive as they were, there was much they didn't know about God's plan and purpose of salvation. And us, there is much we don't know about God's plan and purpose of salvation, at least not until God reveals it to us, opens up the mystery for us, unwraps the present for us. And then we get led into that mystery and pointed and directed towards Bethlehem, just like they were. Without that confirmation of the Scriptures, we're left, like the Magi, stargazing. and looking up and looking around and knowing there's a great mystery to the universe and there's a great mystery to human life, and yet not really knowing where to go or what to do to discover more about it. How wonderful as well, how beautiful it actually is. We're left without a solid basis for our human confidence. But what the scriptures do, being from God, is that they lead us to God and to Bethlehem and to Jesus and to the Savior, as they can for all people. Paul says this mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. The great revelation is that Jesus is not just the Savior of Israel, but the Savior of the world. The great revelation is that Jesus is not just a basis for confidence for a small select group of people, but that he can be the basis of confidence for all people, including us. Paul says it's his task to preach to the Gentiles the boundless riches of Christ. The boundless riches of Christ. Something beyond comprehension. Something beyond intelligent deduction. Something beyond the confidence we find in ourselves. Something beyond the strength we draw from the people around us. Something greater, something deeper, the boundless riches of Christ. Something that you've come to know through baptism, through faith, through your interaction with the scriptures, through your interaction with the church. A mystery that's being revealed, being opened up to you, and a gift to you. What gives you confidence as you begin 2022? I hope it's the same thing that allowed you to have confidence last year and the year before that and the year before that and the year before that. The confidence we have when we look not to ourselves, but to God. The confidence we have when we realize that we are saved by His grace and His grace alone, and not by our many resolutions to do better or be better or be something different. Paul calls this freedom. Freedom of access to God and freedom to live with confidence before Him and before one another. May He bless you with freedom and confidence as He resolves to do His work in you this year. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for all the ways You work confidence in our lives and freedom. But we pray that above all of them, You would draw us to that confidence that only You can give through Your scriptures and in Your Son. We pray that this would be our lasting basis for confidence, so that when all other things fail us, as they inevitably do, we can stand firm on the foundation of our faith that we have in Your Son. Lord, prepare us through that faith for the year ahead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.